what type of material, a person wearing a talus cotton or a talus gadol, what type of material should a person make the talus cotton or talus gadol out of in order to be chayim in the midst of the tzitzis? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the chayim in the midst of tzitzis, the raisa, there's only two types of material which are chayim in the midst of tzitzis, the raisa, and that is if something, a garment is made out of either wool or it's made out of linen, semer or pishtim. So if you have a bag that's made out of wool, it's chayim in its four cornered, it's chayim in the midst of tzitzis, the raisa. A person has a beggar made out of linen, it's chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis mitaraisu. Any other material, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is not chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis mitaraisu, it's only mitarabana. The Ramah brings that there are some who say that the halacha is any type of material is chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. The halacha hilchosan, that is the halacha. So for the Ashkenazim, the Ramah is paskin, the halacha is that any material really is chayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis, not only wool or linen. The Shemur does say, since it's a machlokes, in the Gemara, and it's machlokes how we paskin. So since it is a machlokes, so he brings from the language of the Eliyahu Rabba and Archer Tzachayim, V'yar Shemayim Yachma Alatz, a person who's concerned about mitzvahs will want to fulfill the mitzvah according to everybody, Mitaraisa. So he should be machmer to make sure that he makes his talus gadol and his talus katan out of wool. So if a person will make a talus cotton out of wool, and this will fulfill the mitzvah in a rice of tzitzis, according to all opinions, that is definitely better. What's interesting is they bring down that the Gra used to wear a talus cotton made out of cotton. So why wasn't he makbet on this idea that the Eli Rab was saying that if you want to fulfill the mitzvah, why don't you do the mitzvah in a rice according to everybody instead of doing it to a bonnet? So they say various different explanations why the Vilna Gaon did that. Some of them therefore do not apply to us. Some of the explanations do not apply to us. One is he wanted to show that that's the halacha, that we pass him like that. He wanted to bring out that's the halacha. So he and his stature, a person like that, wanted to bring out that's the halacha. Most people are not looking to me to find out what is the halacha necessarily. Is you're wearing, that must be that's the halacha. So a person could say to himself, that's not a good reason why he would do it. Follow the Vilna Gaon, lead him that. They say Rav Shmuel Salant, the Rav of Yerushalayim, suggested that since the Vilna Gaon wore the talus gadol the whole day, he sat with talus tefillin the whole day, so he wore a mitzvah deraisa the whole day also. He wasn't in the time of mitzvah derabanan. So he wore a beged of tzitzis, which was cotton, in order to have the chance to do a mitzvah derabanan also. Again, that would not apply to us. Rambam has in the Truva, we talked about this, and he says, he echoes the words of the Mishnah Berurah that it's preferable that a person should wear a talus cotton of wool, and he says he's makban on doing that also. But Mikra, then you could be sorry enough to wear a talus cotton made out of cotton also. What is interesting, he brings up the question, what about a talus cotton made out of nylon, made out of a synthetic material, made into a thread, and you make it into a thread, and you weave it, is that chayiv or not? So he goes at length to discuss, is that considered really a beged, since it's made out of material, which is not a natural material which is used for clothing. It's made out of, it starts out with out of oil, out of, you know, the synthetics. So he comes out that nikur, that it's not, it should not be chayiv and tzitzis. Rabbi Yamin Zilber has a tumor, he feels that nikur, that it should be chayiv and tzitzis, mitaraisa, mitarabana, depending on what opinion, according to the Ramah, be chayiv mitaraisa. As long as it's orig. If it's a straight material, let's say you have a poncho. So you have a square, ponchos come in squares. And it's made out of plastic. So are you chayv to put tzitzis in a poncho? So that already says, if it's not woven in any shape or form, then it's not like a beged. That's like the case of or, which the halacha says that a case of or is not chayv. A beged of or is not chayv, and tzitzis has been like a beged of or. There's other arguments why it's not really made for wearing, it's made for other purposes, it's just made for protection, to protect your garments, etc. So the other arguments why the we put there, that's why the minhag olam, I've never seen tzitzis in a poncho. But the getting back to what a person should be wearing on his daily basis, so we spoke about the size of the tzitzis, we spoke about now the material of the tzitzis, it is preferable that a person gets a full-size talus cotton, especially a person not wearing a talus gadol, and it's preferable if he could make it out of wool. Okay, have a good morning.